These are the Barah Ministries announcements for March 30th, 2025. Prayers, please, for those who suffer from mental illness. There's no shame in having a mental illness, and I think over the course of time, people have been shamed if they have one. But there's no shame in that. As a matter of fact, most of my friends and most of the people in Barah Ministries have mental illnesses. So, you know, no, honestly, I'm not lying. I'm up here to tell the truth, T-R-O-O-F. So no shame in it at all. And I, you know, I make light of it. But honestly, I do have a lot of friends who have mental illness, bipolar illness, and you know, it's something that happens. But for years, the medical community wouldn't diagnose somebody who was bipolar with bipolar illness because it was a death sentence as far as insurance goes. Because once the insurance company knew you had bipolar illness, you were uninsurable. So by all means, keep people who have mental illness in your prayers. And the biggest part of the prayer is make sure that they feel comfortable to get help. And make sure that they feel comfortable taking their medication, because that's another issue. The people who have mental illness who are medicated don't want to take their medication. And as soon as they start feeling good, they stop taking it. Jason Knack recommended that we join Kroger Community Rewards Program, and evidently Kroger is owned by Fry's. Are there any other Kroger, Fry's, any other in the group?
We're looking into whether other, if there are other community reward programs other than Kroger, because you've got Safeway, Albertsons, and yourself.
Yeah. Okay, so Fry's and Kroger have this community rewards program, and Barah Ministries is now a part of it, and what happens is when you buy groceries, they make contributions to Barah Ministries. So Denise will be happy to show you how to sign up for it. So you can contact her at denise@barahministries.com. And I think, you put your phone number in here too, right? So 480-239-4326. So Denise will be happy to get you to signed up. And, you know, just if all you do is buy eggs, which are now $800 a dozen, that'd probably be a great contribution to Barah Ministries. As you know, the new pamphlet is on the website, Believe, in PDF version. And so you can begin sending it to your friends. It's the easy way to evangelize. We also have physical copies here in the congregation, Believe. So make sure you take a few and give them to your friends, because this is a real easy way to evangelize.
Even if they don't speak English.
Even if they don't speak English. As a matter of fact, yeah, Denise had, was she a client or a caregiver?
My housekeeper.
The housekeeper. Denise's housekeeper took an app and pointed it at the booklet, and it translated it into Spanish. So, and I actually was thinking about getting this translated into Spanish, but since we have that technology, we don't have to do it. But it's tremendous pamphlet, and we're going to have more of these coming up, and all of them are going to have the gospel message. The gospel message today is probably going to be the next one, because it's dynamite. The Young Women's Program will begin June 22nd. And do we have the 8 women that are going to be in that program?
We do.
Okay, good. So after we do this initial program with 8 women, young women, then we're going to do other programs. We're going to do a married men program in the fall. And we have 4 slots left in that program. Went from 5 to 4, which is great. So, and then after that, we're going to do a couples program. So this will be a way that we can start getting people exposed to Barah Ministries, because that's an important thing. Next Barah Leaders Meeting, Saturday, April 26th, from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Get that one on your calendar. Is that on the calendar on the website? Great. And then the Coeur d'Alene Conference, I know that's on there, August 1st and 2nd. Get your tickets now, flights, hotels, because that's a busy time in Coeur d'Alene. And Pastor Appreciation Weekend, September 26th, 27th, 28th. Really looking forward to welcoming Pastor John Farley back for that. Give the gift of truth. Use the Barah Ministries newsletter to evangelize to your friends. They get audio, video, and notes. And you know what? That's really rare in churches, that a pastor would be on in video, on in audio, and then give you the exact notes of the lesson. And, you know, it's if a pastor is willing to put himself under that kind of scrutiny, that's probably somebody you ought to be studying with. And then give the gift of truth on the go. Barah Ministries has an app, and get your friends to download it now. Showing people the app and getting them to download it has become second nature to me. There was a time when I didn't want to tell people I was a pastor because I didn't want to go through all that. Oh, well, you swore and you're a pastor. I didn't want to go through all that crap. But now I am more than happy to tell people I'm a pastor. And it's really funny that people respond really positively to it, and they don't respond the way I was predicting they would respond. So anyway, Barah Ministries has an app. Get your friends to download it. The Word of God is available everywhere they go when they do. And you can actually, after they download it, just show them how to use it. It's punch, punch, punch. Really easy peasy. Tell me about the QR code. We have a QR code, too. Have the baby. Come on. Okay, cool. So Denise was saying that we're going to have a QR code that we can have on our phone so they won't actually have to go to the app store. They can just scan the QR code. Those things are fantastic. I'm finally getting used to using them, too. I used to be mad when they would say the menu's on QR code. It's like, come on. But truthfully, we're doing everything on our phone, and it's kind of fun to do that. So those are the Barah Ministries announcements, March 30th, 2025.